Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Well, we have a man to tell us exactly how frightful that weather will be. Gerard Jabaley of News Nation, meteorologist. I suppose this is the time that you live for that we want to run away from, I think, Gerard. How are you?
Oh, it's definitely a time where they say the weather guy earns his paycheck. My gosh, it couldn't get much more crazy out there with the number of warnings, alerts, advisories that we're having to deal with. You know, I'm going through and I'm counting all the states that have it. I found it easier that I count all the states that do not have some sort of weather alert right now, and I only counted 7 out of the lower 48 that don't have some sort of winter weather or freeze alert, something going on. It's getting ready to be crazy.
Well, I happen to know in Florida there's an alert too. The alert is look up as you walk because there may be an iguana falling on your head.
Falling iguana alerts. Can you believe they have to even worry about that there? Isn't that crazy? I mean, it gets so cold there, they fall out of the trees. They just go into, I guess it's sort of like a catatonic state, and they lose consciousness and fall out of the trees.
That's kind of right. That's the only way a cold-blooded animal can survive when it's that cold. Yeah. Instead of talking about Florida, because they're complaining because, what, it might be 30 degrees? Oh, really? Come on.
So painful.
I know.
I'm playing my world's smallest violin here.
So let's talk about Chicago. Exactly when is the snow coming? And I'm going to set my stopwatch here.
Okay, here we go. I got to give the full rundown. You know, things have sped up a little bit in the timelines since I'd say about 24 to 36 hours ago. So what we're expecting here is by tomorrow we'll begin to see things falling. And I wouldn't expect this to be, you know, like a light switch sort of thing, but we'll start to see some flakes coming down as early as tomorrow morning, but definitely we will see things deteriorate considerably once we get to the late afternoon and evening. The snow is going to come first. We're not too worried about the amount of snow we're going to get in Chicago. It's nothing that we haven't handled before. What we're worried about is the amount of wind and cold that's going to come with it. So even if we just got a few inches of snow around here, the amount of wind that's going to come blasting in behind this later into Thursday evening and Thursday night, it is going to make for almost whiteout conditions at times, very low visibility, and of course the temperatures are going to plummet even further once we get to tomorrow night as well. So Friday is going to be, especially in the morning, the worst time to be out and about. I'm certainly advising against anyone to even try to do that. It's just not going to be a great idea all around, nor will it be too comfortable. But snow first, the snow may actually come to an end pretty soon. We're not talking about it lasting for days on end. We may only see it through around maybe midday on Friday falling, but you probably will only even notice. It's going to be blowing around quite a bit. So even after the snow's falling, we're still going to have problems with visibility with the wind howling 50 to 60 miles per hour at times. We're going to get some gusts up to that. The visibility will be down, and then it is just going to be frigid cold. So it's not going to be easy going even after the snow fall itself moves out. Now, the other side of the lake, they're going to be getting hammered with a lot more with that lake enhancement on the other side. You know, they're going to be getting 8 to 12 inches or more, but we're getting lucky here. We may only get somewhere along the lines of as low as 2 inches, but as high as around 6.
If it's 2 inches, I send you a pie or something, because that would be amazing, you know. So I'm trying to put this together in my little head, or some say I have a big head, but that's altogether a different story. So I'm trying, if it's as warm out as it is the snow at first, before those temperatures dive, is the snow potentially going to melt at first?
I don't see why it couldn't do that, but you know what? That's not exactly a great thing. Even on some of the treated surfaces, it might melt, but with temperatures plummeting so fast, we could have flash freezing on the roads. Flash freezing means we're not prepared for it. All of a sudden, you turn into an ice skating rink on what was just a damp road. We don't want that. Let's hope it's not quite to that degree, but you know, that is still somewhat of a concern. as temperatures fall again, you don't need much. If it just creates a glaze of ice on something, that would be much more problematic. So there's twofold here. One is the fact that it may flash freeze, but clearing it and keeping the roads completely clear is going to be difficult with the wind blowing it. Even if there's enough to plow it out of the way, the wind might just blow it right back on the roads again. Mm-hmm. The biggest concern is not necessarily traction on the roads. It's going to be visibility. If people aren't going slow enough, if they aren't putting enough distance between them and the cars in front of them, which you really don't want to be on the roads, it's the visibility. You're not going to be able to stop in time. So that is a much bigger concern, and all you need is one small crash to turn into a pileup if it's busy and people are going too fast, too close, right?
All right, so 2 to 4 inches, is that what you're saying for the city?
I was saying around two to six. Again, there's some pileups could be happening with just the wind making some drifts. But the closer to the lakefront you are, most likely you could get a little bit more. And of course, once you get over here towards Indiana, across the border there, you might get a little bit more than that. But again, the snow amounts are the least concern, just because 2 inches or 6 inches or 10 inches, the visibility is going to be the big issue, followed by the extreme cold, even for Chicago standards. This is going to be a pretty big bite. I mean, we're going to be talking about highs around 1. Lows at night may be only be around, you know, minus 5 or so, but that wind is going to make it feel minus 25 as we come into Friday morning. And even into Christmas Day, it's going to still be quite chilly.
But then Monday, we warm up to 80 degrees. Is that right? Hello? Hello?
Hello? I wish I could confirm. The hope is that we will recover. And I think in the long run, in the next couple, next 10 to, say, 20 days or so, I think we're going to have a decent recovery. We're not going to be in this deep freeze of Arctic air mass for very long. That is one good thing I can say.
I saw by the middle of next week, we're back up in the upper 20s, which will feel hot, into the 30s by later in the week. Is that true?
It's all relative. Like those days when we're, you know, around March and something happens and all of a sudden we're in our short sleeves and it's 35 degrees out on a beautiful sunny day, right?
That's right. All right, sir. Gerard, thank you so very much, and we will keep in touch. I'll talk to you every 5 minutes.
You're welcome, Steve. Have a good one.
Thank you.